This image displays a detailed diagram of the anatomy of the fingernail, featuring both a dorsal view of the finger and cross-sectional views to illustrate the various components. In the dorsal view on the left, we can see free edge, the portion of the nail that extends beyond the finger which has no underlying skin. Nail plate, the hard, translucent part of the nail, made of keratin. Lateral nail fold, the fold of skin at the side of the nail. Lunula, the whitish half-moon shape at the base of the nail which is part of the nail matrix. Cuticle, the thin tissue that overlaps the nail plate at the base of the nail. Proximal nail fold, the fold of skin that covers the nail matrix. Hyponychium, the area of epithelium, particularly sensitive skin, under the free edge of the nail plate. Nail bed, the skin beneath the nail plate. In the cross-sectional view on the right, the following structures are indicated: nail plate, as seen in cross-section. Nail root, the proximal part of the nail under the skin, where nail growth begins. Nail matrix, the tissue, often under the skin, that the nail protects, which generates the cells that become the nail plate. Hyponychium, under the free edge, as described above. Eponychium, the living tissue that emerges from the proximal nail fold and attaches to the nail plate. It is often mistaken for the cuticle. Dermis, the dense inner layer of skin beneath the epidermis, which contains nerve endings and blood vessels. Capillaries and veins, the blood vessels providing circulation to the nail bed and matrix. Distal phalanx, the bone beneath the nail bed. The additional smaller cross-sectional view at the bottom highlights the nail plate's structure over the nail bed and the surrounding tissue. Overall, the image serves as an informative tool, offering a clear visual representation of the fingernail structure and its different components, which are crucial for its growth and health.